Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Boom! I don't know if you are looking for heat. The way the weather is, people are looking for heat. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Oh, you are not happy about what? Brother, stand up. Oh, you think here is class 2? Yeah, it's not class 2. Here is church. Okay. Here is church. Lift up your hands and let's pray. In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every name must bow. It's a song, sing it. In the word of God, lift up your hands and sing it.
There is power.
In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much this morning. We pray that the entrance of your word will give us light and will give us understanding. I pray, oh God, that we will be doers of your word and not hearers. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
Clap for Jesus. Add a shout to it. Add a shout to it. Sit down. I'm preaching. That's why I'm here to preach. Now, if there's an empty seat in front of you, and just come for it. People need the Lord. How many of you know that people need the Lord? Include, Wafa, come here. 3 rows here. After 3 rows, the rest of the people should move here. Senior, do you understand the French I'm speaking? So you people, you know you come to church here. No, this way. Wafa, boga, this way. Come and join the people here. You people, you know you come to church here. When you come, then you'll be running around and all that. You see, if you do that, you go to hell. Do you know hell? How many of you know hell? God says you don't know hell. Where is hell? It's where? Hey, why have you opened the thing so loud? Hell is where? In your mother's room. Where? Underground. Hell is where? Where is hell? In your man's teacher's room. Where is hell? Who can tell me where? The last Sunday of this month, we are going to do Great Invitation Sunday. If you don't clap, it's not a problem. You don't have to clap. We are going to do Great Invitation Sunday. Why are you people not clapping? So, I'm going to preach for 7 minutes. Yes. And today the title of my preaching is called Armed Robbers in the Church. Armed Robbers. Armed Robbers in the Church. What's the title of the preaching?
Armed Robbers in the Church.
Quarry, I can't hear. I said, what's the title of the preaching? Next week, I'll be preaching about thieves. An armed robber is somebody who have degree or PhD or masters in stealing. You see. And a thief is GHS, SHS.
normal thief. So this boy, when I look at him, he's an arm robber. This one. He's an arm robber. The one sitting by you is also an arm robber. So if you have a phone, make sure your phone is secured. Okay. There are a lot of armed robbers here. Okay. Now, I want to read two scriptures. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Who is there to read? Somebody who attends an international school. Or somebody that they pay school fees for you. Proverbs is after Psalms. And it's in the Old Testament. One of these days we'll do a quiz. We'll do a quiz between the people here, the people here, the people here, and the people here. Yeah, and everybody will bring their contestants. I'm preaching for a short time. Who is in Proverbs 22? Yes, read.
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6. Mm-hmm. Train up a child.
Train up a child. If you are a child, lift your armpit up. You are a child. You are a child. Higher, higher. 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 When the praises go up, his glory comes down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Yes, it's coming down. When the why did I don't sing this song? Why don't you sing this song during praises? Sit down. Train. Well, you are seeing if your armpit is smelling. This boy is a stupid boy. He has raised his hands and he has used his hand to rub his armpit. He has put it in his mouth. And all these people, they want somebody to marry them. Hey, who better be Anya girl? Train up a child the way he should go. Bro, continue.
Even when he is old.
Even when he is old. The good news is that you will grow old. Say amen.
Amen.
Some of you, your prayer topic is that you should wake up one day to see hair at your central region. It is one of your prayers. Yes. Shirley, is it not one of your prayers? Oh, JJ, man. It's one of your prayers that hair should come under your philomena. How many of you know philomena? Philomena kitinge.
Gege.
Philomena kitinge. Ebiwaha, ebiwaha, ebiwaha. Those of you are not saying. I said, philomena kitinge. Hey, if you don't see it, you go to Santa Maria branch. Philomena kitinge.
Yes.
Philomena kitinge. Ebiwaha, ebiwaha, ebiwaha. Ebiwaha, ebiwaha, ebiwaha. Stupid boy, you are drumming for me. So your aim, Priscilla, is to see pubic hair. Don't worry, you get there. Some of you boys, you are waiting to see mustache and small beer to mesmerize the sisters in the area so that you can get heat. I'm preaching. So the good news is that you are never going to remain in class 6 forever. Shirley, what class are you? Class 5. You will never be in class 5 forever. Yeah. You will grow old. Say amen.
Amen.
I say you grow old. Receive it.
Amen.
I say you grow old.
Amen.
You will never die at the age of 13.
Amen.
You will never die at the age of 16. The more you receive it, the more your days extend. You will never die at the age of 20.
Amen.
Your poster will never be on the wall at the age of 28.
Amen.
You will live up to 86.
Amen.
You will live up to 92.
Amen.
I see somebody cross 100 years.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, you growed. You growed. They'll call you Dada. I started preaching already. They'll call you Dada. They'll call you Dada. Some of you, they'll call you Ma. Mommy, they'll call you Ma. You have children, or you don't want to have children. You don't know. You want to be barren. Do you know barren? Some of you have not given birth before. Do you want to become somebody like that? You don't know. You don't know. You don't know that you want to have children or not. You don't know. Enusuo, this type of lifestyle is also there. Continue. They are in the scripture.
He will not depart from.
He will not depart. When you train up a child the way he should go, put the microphone off. Some of you have been taught to become armed robbers. Example, all of you, armed robbers. By the time I finish with you, you will see why you are an armed robber. Well, sit down. Because you see, the preaching is 3 minutes. But I have to talk this way. This way, chocolate drink. Your parents have consciously, today I have to use big words. As I said, the preaching is 3 minutes. But I have to talk so that if you listen to the preaching, the recording one, you will not be disappointed. You will not say that you came and then I close you in 3 minutes. But today we will close very early because of the weather. Today I have a lot of things to do. After this thing, I have a lot of marriage counseling to do. Now I do marriage counseling. So those of you who want to marry, killer people want to marry, have to come and see me. Right now, I'll just cancel you in my office here. Then we do the wedding here. We can do the wedding on the Sunday morning. Yeah. How many of you believe that I can do wedding for you? I just have to wear my things, then I'll be here. Because wedding, I can't wear. How many of you see my shoe is nice? It's a very, very nice shoe. If you don't have shoe like this, you are not serious. If you don't have a shoe like this, you are an old woman or an old man. Yeah. One day we'll do sneakers Sunday. Yeah. Sneaker. I mean, big shoe. If you don't have big shoe, you are a fetish priest. A lot of your parents, now the serious part of the preaching is coming. A lot of your parents have consciously or unconsciously turned you into armed robbers. So, as you are sitting down here, you are a thief, or you were a thief, and you graduated from becoming a thief into an armed robber. Yes. An armed robber is somebody who steals with a gun. Yeah. And you don't go to steal in people's homes. So you steal somebody. And the person you steal, the person is aware you have been stealing him. You have been stealing God. Yes. You are a thief. You've been stealing from God. It's a serious thing. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3. Be there. Malachi chapter 3. You see, I are sitting down like somebody who have delivered a baby and you are coming for Pujemo. And you are wearing mama. You see, you've not brought Bible to church. And you expect that when you get to heaven's gate, they should open the gate for you to enter. Some of you, if you get to heaven's gate, they will tell that there's one last bus, air conditioned bus, going to hell. If you don't take that one, you will take Abuboya. Yeah. Because you are not serious. Where is your Bible? Do you go to school empty hands? Because you want to pass BEC, isn't it? Yeah. Where is your Bible? Where is your Bible? Yeah, but you think my church is a type of church that you can just come and sit here. Where is the show by hands your Bible? Yeah. You go to heaven. Sister, where is your Bible? You don't have a Bible. Shame. Shame. Hey, Alex, sister, Alexandra, where is your Bible? You don't have a Bible. But you want to go to heaven? I doubt. Are you in Malachi 3? Yeah, Asante for back and said three. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Are you there? If I read the scripture, then I'll close. Will a man rob God? Who has a different version? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. Who is talking here? Who is talking? God. Will a man rob God? Do you think that any human being whose brain is working, whose conscience is intact, will ever think of robbing the president of Ghana? No. If you cannot rob or steal, let's say you have gone to a function, then you see that the president is sitting down, then you have gone to the president, then you put gun on him that he should bring out all the money in his pocket. Do you think anybody can do that in this country? Now, the president of the Republic of Ghana and God, who is more important? God. If you cannot steal from the president and you can steal from God, then you are a serious person. Now, God is the owner of heaven and you are robbing God. It means that the first thing is that you cannot even enter heaven. Because when you enter heaven, you'll be going to search people's bags, stealing people. Even here in church, one day we came to church. A certain pastor went to church. Now when they went to church, it was all night. Then this pastor, they were praying. They were just praying. Man, all over, soul, not over. Everybody was tired. Then this pastor decided that his legs are paining him, so he has removed his shoe. Okay, man, you know, I started coming to prayer, then you attire you. Kambo Robo Syria, and then maybe now they close church. Pastor cannot find his shoe. Pastor's shoe is gone. Like this, my new shoe. I'm preaching, I put it here. I should come back. No, the shoe is gone. It was a Friday. So pastor went home without shoe. Sunday, it was time for church. Hiya, hi. Then some guy came forward. Hiya, hi. Then so for see, shuna kwa no share no. Semi dia no. Hiya. So the pastor went to the boy. Hiya. When they say shuna nyan no way. Akwa ne so shuna ni brabi ne di free man ni bre no. Yeah. But the pastor could see. Where is Stephen? Absent. Absent means what? Wamba, sorry. But the pastor could see that the shoe the guy is wearing is his shoe. Some of you can steal from the pastor, it's not a problem. But me, I'll not remove my shoe. Oh, no. This shoe, I'll not remove it. That my leg is paining me, I've removed the shoe. Before you see, no, Albert has taken the thing. He has gone to hot cast with it. No. Sunday, I'll see Chifogbe or Sammy wearing it. They say he bought it at Kaswa. Apu. Yeah. Bible says, but ye have robbed me. God says, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And God says, in tithes and offerings. Everybody say, in tithes and offerings. I have not continued the scripture. I don't know if you can see that now you have been robbing God in tithes and offerings. Lift up your hand, fellow armed robbers. Armed robbers fraternity. Association of Sowutuom armed robbers. Lift up your hands. Sowutuom Apache armed robbers. Yes. In tithes and offerings. Look at what God is saying. He said, ye are cursed with a curse. Ye are cursed. Let me show you what it means for God to curse you. What it means for God to curse you. Nyaku, give instruction to anybody here right now. No, Mamiya, stand up. Mamiya, tell Nyaku to do something right now. Tell him. Anything at all. Quick. I'm preaching. Don't waste my time. Nyaku.
Nyaku, please get up from the chair.
Mamiya said, get up from the chair. So, Mamiya has given instruction. Do you see? Now, I'm saying that Nyaku, sit down. Nyaku, sit down. Mamiya has given instruction. Do you understand? But I am the pastor. I say, Nyaku, sit down. Mamiya says, stand up. Sit down. Which of us do you think he will be? So I say, sit down. Yeah. Now let me give an instruction. Wafa, stand up and carry your chair. Yes. Mamiya, give him instruction and see if he will do.
Carry your chair.
Put your chair down and sit down. Keep saying it. Put your chair down and sit down.
Put your chair down.
Put your chair down and sit down.
You see what you are even saying? He's not even hearing what you are saying. But when I put your chair down and sit down, have you seen the change? There's a change. Or if you are clapping, clap well. If a man curses you, God can say that curse it too. I'm not sure people have cursed you before. You stole somebody else's exercise book. The person told you you will die tomorrow morning. But here you are. Here you are sitting down here. You didn't die. Who have stolen somebody something? And the person, one of your classmates, you can see that he's cursed in power. Hey, my pen is FD3. FD3. The one who stole the pen, tomorrow you shit her. Who has said something like that before? And you can see that the pen is in your pocket too. The person is cursing. So, shit, and the next morning you didn't shit. Lift up your hand. You didn't shit. And the person can see that you are using the pen, but you have not died. But I'm not feeling that if God says you will shit, you will shit. If God says you will shit, one day I was at Accra New Town. Look, if toilet is coming here, if toilet is coming, go to Tiafi. Don't say you wait small. So I was in the house when the toilet was coming. In our own house. So I said, no, if I'm going to bath, then I'll go in toilet. Yeah. One day when we're in primary school, one of our friends went to the toilet, so when we were passing, we were calling him. Then we shouted his name, Gideon. Then he said, you believe me, I'm toileting. I'm toileting and you are calling me. So I told myself that if I'm going to bath around 6 o'clock, then I'll go in the toilet. Meanwhile, the toilet is behind my room. So I was there, then my brother came. That, he wants to go and do something at Accra New Town right now. So I should follow him. Oh, when we got to New Town, we sat down. Then I hear, brrrr, say, Rade. I'm not sure I felt that feeling before. You hear, no, brrrr. Yeah. So when I saw that thing, I told my brother, Charlie, right now I have to go and look for some toilets. Then he said, okay. So I left. Started looking for. I said, do you have public toilet? They said, no. I asked someone. They said, they don't have public toilet. So right now, I have to beg somebody so that I can go and toilet in their toilet. I don't know if you understand. Toilet in their toilet. So I came to this. When I came, I said, please. Then I saw a certain guy. Then I told him, do they have toilet in there so that they will allow me? When I was talking to the boy, then one old lady came out. Then the old lady said, where? Papa like a mini. Then the small boy told him that Not if you don't understand, guys. The small boy told the old lady that I said I'm looking for Tiafi. Do you understand Tiafi?
Yeah.
Tiafi is a Greek word for toilet. So then the old lady said, immobile, Kafia nyenye banya ye watchwen say, I'm from Kokomemle. I've come to this woman said that. I'm the one who has been coming to toilet behind their window. Oh! As I'm talking, and the thing was coming. So my working has Charlie. And then I remember that they say if toilet is coming, you put saliva. How many of you have heard this before? If you put saliva here, it will stop. Oh, the more I put saliva here, the more the thing want to come. Yeah. So I roam, I couldn't get any place. Right now, hey, remember that small. Everyone say remember that small. Then the thing will come. So I was feeling shy. Now I met some 3 girls. Fresh girls. Like these 4 fresh girls. Even 6 fresh girls. Then they were there. Then I went, I said, please. Some like my age people, but I'm feeling shy. But you see, the toilet, when it's coming, you can't feel shy. I said, Charlie, I beg you people. I want to toilet in your toilet. Then one of the girls said, no, no way. You can't do that. I beg. Now, around that time, I started to sweat. I'm not feeling like there's a special sweat that comes. Now, if you feel a bit tail. Hey, I said, oh, I beg you, the way I'm from far. Oh, I beg them. One of the guys said, no, me if I say no, I say no. You can't shit in a toilet. Oh. So I said, right now, I'm going. If I was shit on myself, I should shit on myself. So as I was going, then one of the girls said, hey, come back. Oh, small girls said, they're giving me charge. Come back. And I went. Then one of the girls asked me, do you go to school at St. Francis? Oh, small toilet, St. Francis. I said, yeah, I go to school at St. Francis. But around that time, if you don't say yes, it means they will allow you to. I said, yeah, I go to. They said, okay, if you say you go to school at St. Francis, do you know Dominic? I said, yes, I know Dominic. Then another girl asked me, if you know Dominic, do you know Dominic's sister, the one who is the class prefect in class 4? I said, yes, Francisca. Then one said, yes, yes, he knows Francisca. Then they said, I should go to the toilet. So I went. When I went, I did myself fine. Oh, look, when I entered the toilet, I thought this was some WC toilet. Oh. It is shitting. Shitting. Oh. So when I finish, I did like this. I trot, shake myself, fire another one. When I finished, you know, then I came out, started cleaning the sweat. Then I called the girls. I said, all of you come. Right now, I'm okay. I said, all of you come. Then it came. Then I said that, you see, I want to tell you people something. Then I told them that, you see, I don't attend school at St. Francis Bia. I don't know any Dominic whose sister is Francisca. Then one of the girls said, you've lied to us. Oh, you've lied to us. And I said, toilet, small toilet, you let me. You are now doing me interview. Yeah. So when shit is coming, go to talk. Don't say that. When I get to school, before you sit in trotter, you see that? You're like, brrr. How many of you this year has happened? Something has happened to you before. Okay, brothers, if your sister in what I've described here, some has car you that, lift up your hand, show my hands. So I say only sisters, show my hands. Hey, quiet for. Why? You came from heaven this morning. You came from heaven to earth to show. I said, put the microphone down. I said, if toilet has scar you before, show by hands. Jessica. Janita, Shelly. Achupe. Who else? Louisa. You too. Are you putting on shit? Oh, they use your shit for butter. Hey, sister, see. Yeah, you have been stealing from God. You have been stealing, and God, he said, ye are cursed. For God to curse you is a serious thing. And God is not cursing you because you have insulted somebody. God is not cursing you because you have disrespected your mother. God is cursing you because you have stolen tithe. You see, the first scripture we read, train up a child. You see, some of you parents, your parents will tell you that you are not working. How many of you have heard your parents say that? And there's no need for you to pay tithe. But you eat. You eat. How many times do you eat in a day?
Twice.
Hey. You see everybody saying, hey. You see, even right now, God is about to curse you for telling lies. So, okay. If you wake up, do you eat? If you wake up, you don't eat. What time do you eat? No, maybe means that every day you eat in the afternoon. And then I say, Anna, you stop eating in the morning. They don't serve you breakfast. So you eat lunch. You don't even drink tea. Nothing. Cornflakes. Sometimes you drink tea. Green tea. Hey, whether it is green tea or black tea, it's a breakfast. Now, Michaela or tea, on your green tea, Bianca. Now, bravo, sister. I can on your green tea, Bianca. I want you to be happy. You'll be happy. Yeah. Sit down. You eat 3 times in a day. Sometimes 4. Queen, the cake, how many do you eat? Queen's house, they do kenke. Kenke house. You eat 4 and you mash 3 as kenke juice. Eat 4. And when we are talking about tithe, your parents make you feel that you don't work. You see, but God, then, God doesn't care. God is saying that you are cursed with a curse. God is saying that you are cursed with a curse. May God have mercy on us. Because of tithe and because of offering. Some of you, your parents give you the offering. Your mother has given you 3 CDs offering. You come and give 1 CD and you keep the 2 CDs. You can deceive me. But you cannot deceive God. What's the time? I'm supposed to close. 12:42. Wow. I should be closing. Yeah. Yeah. You are cursed. How many of you want God to curse you? How many of you want God to bless you? How many of you want God to bless you? Yeah. He said, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Let me show you who. This is a type of curse. It's a type of curse. Let me show you who a cursed person is. You see, sometimes when people are talking, hey, I'll curse you, you don't know what a curse is. Sometimes when you watch in Nigerian movies, that thing that you see, the person has fallen down, something white is coming from their mouth. That is not curse. I'll show you what a curse is. You don't need to write it, but you just have to listen. Number one, a cursed person is somebody who experiences persistent frustration. Those who go to school, they understand the word. Do you know when you say something is persistent? It means the thing doesn't stop. Do you know frustration? Look for, you have Google. Look for the meaning of the word frustration. Yeah. Frustration is discomfort. Yes. Persistent. All because you didn't bring your title. You are experiencing persistent frustration. Frustration means, it says what? Feeling of annoyance. When your actions are criticized, it's like things are not working for you. Yeah, you don't know why things are not working for you at school. You don't know why you cannot pass common BDT. Persistent frustration. Write it down. A cursed person is somebody who experiences persistent frustration. Winfrey, write it. Yeah, why church? You write note. Write it. Write it the way you understand. If your spellings are not good, still write it. Train up a child the way it should go. A cursed person is somebody who experiences what? Persistent frustration. May you never experience persistent frustration. Yeah. Yeah. You are worried. You are always annoyed. You don't know why your mother is always annoyed in the house. Today when prepaid is finished, tomorrow morning they sack you school fees. As they sack you school fees, your mother went to buy beans. She didn't pay. The bean seller has come. As the bean seller, we are trying to stop the bean seller. Then they say that your mother's auntie has died. She should bring funeral contribution. As your mother's auntie has died, we are trying to do. Then you are sick. As we are trying to, then they say they've arrested your father. Hey, it's called persistent frustration. All because you have decided that you will not pay your tithe. Just as you are struggling with social studies, you don't understand the difference between Yas and Tua and Osaitutu. Then they come with a mask that they are telling you that there's something called simultaneous equation. You don't understand that one. Then they've come that science, there's something called photosynthesis. That one you don't understand. Religious and moral education, even though you come to church, when they teach, you don't understand. Fast, persistent, persist, persist. Number two. A cursed person is somebody who is behind and below in everything. Do you understand the English? You are behind. Every time there's class test, you are behind and you are below. Behind and below. Do you want to be behind in everything? When you write BC, the whole school, you are behind. And you are the one who had the lowest mark because you don't pay your tithe. That's what a cursed person is. Yeah. God is delivering you. Yeah. Lift up. I say God is delivering you. Yeah. You will be forward and above in Jesus' name. Yeah. You will be above and forward in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number three is very shocking. A cursed person is somebody on whom a specific evil has been evoked. Specific evil. An evil of failure. There are people, anything they do, they fail. Papa Kofi, how are you? I thought today you didn't come to church. You came. You look like some iron rod seller. The way you have sat down, they are collecting. Or today when you drank tea, they didn't give you milk. They gave you milk. Yeah. A specific evil. Look, if God decides that he's putting a certain evil on your life, you die. That's what I'm saying, that when God curses you, nobody can pray for you. This prophet who said, Pierre, Mashiga, Yebanatil, Pierre, Yebanatil, Pierre, Mashiga, Gaga, Gaga, Gaga. They can machine gun still. Order for Papa, sorry, Genonizer. Jesus Christ. Me home baby. Shut up. Umami, Oyoba, Ampa.
Ampa.
Jeez. Buzz Semayes. Yes. Udi. Udi. Me home baby. Your father is a man.
True.
Sendelebe sata talaba. Sandalaba sana. Papa, shoe na washenu. Oshu. Elaboro meboa.
Ani.
Kambo si kandaya. Shoe no elaboro. Transe. Chale ba. This your shoe no. It looks like some prophets from Kumasi. God has cursed you, or God has put a specific evil on you. Then some pastor has come pouring olive oil on you. The pastor is now trying to make you into a kelewele. God say he has cursed you, and then the pastor has come. Bremi washer. washer. Bring me washer. They should bring you washer. When God has cursed the person, they should bring you oil. All because the person has been stealing from God. Hey, where is Prince Eya? Those people don't go to hell. Yeah. In tithes and in offering. How many of you understand this thing? You are an armed robber in tithes and in offering. Yeah. Number four. A cursed person is somebody who is plagued with mysterious freak accident or incident. This one you don't understand. Some of the words I can write. Somebody who is plagued with mysterious freak incident. Do you know a freak incident? When we say something is freak, that thing looks accidental. Yeah. It's like you are walking on, then some car has left the road. You are three boys walking on. The car has left the road. The car has not only you, and you are the only one who have died. It's a freak accident. You are in the truck. Truck that takes 12 people. Then the truck driver went to use the truck to hit a stick or a tree. You were sitting in the middle. Those sitting in front, nobody has hurt, nobody has died. Those sitting at the back, nothing. You that you were sitting in the middle, you have collapsed and died. It's a freak accident because of a curse. And the curse is because you have decided that this is your tithe. You see, some of you don't pay tithe because your parents told you that. Or so for no, your pastor want to buy air conditioning in his house. Or so for me, the usika. You better day the usika. This auditorium you came to meet here. Some time ago, we used to meet in the toilet today. But we have come here to meet. I'm not sure you remember the toilet days. Yeah, I have to lock. But I brought you to heaven. Yeah, when rapture occurs, and you go quicker than your parents. Because they are down. But you are up. If you hear the trumpet, pana, 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 papa, papa, papa. All of you go first. Before your parents will say they are getting to heaven, you've gotten your room already. You have laid your bed, car, you are sleeping. Yeah. Or do you think that when we're going to buy this chair, I went to the chair seller, Makoto Sotori and Lebesi Kataya. Mayene Seterebe, give me chair, 100, this one, 100, pack it into the car. Like tomorrow morning, you hear on news that they slap your pastor and he's in jail. Because I went to speak tongues and I went to carry the woman's 100 chairs and I brought here. We use money. So when your parents tell that, your offering is how much? Your first offering, how much did you give? One CD. How much one CD do I put together to buy air condition? How much one CD? How much was your offering? First offering, how much? So if this man is my church member and I'm looking up to him to buy a car, I will forever walk. How many of you are enjoying the preaching? Yeah. I want you to understand that I'm not here because of your money. There is nothing I have that came from your money, your offering. Shelly, how much offering first service? Any of
one
CD. Nobody yet gave more than one CD first offering, and it's not everybody who gave. Do you know how much car tie cost? Car tie, not the China car tie, even second hand car tie. Do you know how much it cost before we come and buy car engine, then car light? Oh, I don't need your money. Yeah. But mom, God says you are cursed. Instead of thinking that somebody is chopping your money, rather think that as you are not bringing the money, you are under a curse. Number five. This, I like number five. He said, a cursed person is someone who is a persistent failure. Ish. Hey, God is a serious man. He said, persistent failure. You fail in everything. If they do class tests, you fail. If they do classwork, you fail. If they write end of term exams, you fail. If they write BEC, you fail. If you write WASI, you fail. If you write BEC, this thing, even church exams, you fail. Even when you write your name, you fail. Persistent failure. Yeah. If you are not doing well in something, check your tithe. If you are not doing well, look, next weekend, I want you to take your tithe and your offering seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody who is a persistent failure. It will be salty. If you do granola soup, we will start to shit after eating it. Persistent failure. We hear bankuwa, we see small boys inside. Yes. Okra stew, we can't eat. Hot water, you bring your cans away from you. Persistent failure. If you join a particular group and you play ball, they will always call you because of you. If you leave the group, no, they will score. But as long as you are part of the team, whatever. Sit well. Sit well. Persistent failure. Or you want hit. If you want hit, go and join the choir. I want a man. Yeah. Are you here? Number six. A cursed person is somebody who is persistently rejected and set aside. You are rejected. Anytime they are choosing people to do something, they won't choose you. Some of you have never been class prefect before. The day you become the class prefect, and you look like King Agokoli. You are always set aside. Mamiya, always set when they are selecting people. 1, 2, 3. Say no, no, go away. 4, 5, no, go away. 6. They set you aside. One day. We were somewhere. They said they were going to share laptops. When I was in the university. As they were going to share, we all went there so that we can get the laptop. Then, our friend B, who came, he cried, he came last. When he came, we were all there. Then he told one of our friends that, you two have come here. Human beings have come for laptop, you two have come. Oh. And he said it aloud. Human beings have come here to collect things, and you two have come. Human beings, they will always set you aside and they will always forget. It's not normal, but they will forget you. Your mother has shared money, they gave this one, gave this one, then they will forget. Say, oh, now Mary Fisa, my mom, she has gone to the market. One day, Joseph in the Bible, no, it's on, no, David, the father forgot that he was there. When they say, bring all your sons, we want to anoint one of them as a king. He brought all the children, remaining David. David was not there. And the prophet asked him, are these all your children? I said, fine. They will always forget you. Because when they give you money for offering, you use half to buy popcorn and meat pie. Yes. In tithe, you are an arm robber in tithe. And in offering. Yeah. Some of you have the money. Yeah. In that. You are always rejected. And set aside. May you not be rejected. You don't hear me. I say, may you not be rejected. May you never be set aside. Kama so talabaya. You never be set aside. They are selecting people to go for excursion. They will select, select, select. They will not select you. One day, when I was about to write BEC, one of my juniors died. Then they said, we're going to Mepe. Do you know Mepe? Mepe is in the Volta region to go and bury him. We all don't know Mepe those days. So when everybody wants to go to Mepe. So they said, the only reason why you can go to Mepe is when you can sing in the school choir. So that when they go for the funeral, you go and sing. So the whole class, the whole school, they were doing auditioning. Then the choir master has a certain organ. Then you come and sing a song. Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the presence of my God shall stir my heart and tongue and plot. Then you see, this voice is soprano, stand here. This one is tenor, stand here. This one is treble, ubia two. It was my turn. So the school half fans. When the teacher said, I went to stand there. True, teacher said, stop. Start again. True, the chase. Stop. Start again. True, when I finish, he said, only you. Stand here. Oh, only me, he said. Later, when I asked him, he said, so when they finished, they selected the choir. So I said, but me, I'm here. He said, no, the voice you are singing is not on the keyboard. Hey! It means that the Mepe, I won't go to Mepe. I've met the team power. So they sacked me from the choir. But the good news is that I could sing the song. Do you see? So they sacked me from the choir. So we were there. They were doing rehearsal 1 week, 2 weeks. So if they will go to Mepe tomorrow, which is Saturday, the Friday before the Saturday, I know I was not part. So Charlie, I went for all night. I was in the all night praying. Man, Syria, like church all night. We're doing all night. So we're praying. Then around 3 a.m., when we're about to close the all night, then one of my friends, he's called Emmanuel Asari Entry. He came. Then he said, Charlie, you day? I said, I day. He said, Charlie, we do all night. He said, yeah. He said, meanwhile, that my friend, he was a school prefect, you see. And he was also part of the school choir. Then he came to tell me that, Charlie, he has running stomach, so he can't go for the funeral, so I should replace him. Oh, my God. My God. I've ironed my shirt already. Oh, Charlie. Before the bus came, I was there. Me and Yansele, team, you know, somebody who had been rejected, I was there. Hey, nobody noticed. Hey, we're on our way to Mepe. Let me take him. So we entered the funeral. We came to where they were doing the funeral. So we were there and they said, shall we call the school choir to come and sing? Then I stood up. I was the first to stand up. So like the MC, because I stood up first, na papa no finish say, enyum no, me na me lead enyum no. E wa na papa I dey mark in share my missa. And it was as a funeral. You can't say, hey, give me the mic. Hey, I say, give me the mic. You can't do it because people are there. What for? My point is here. What it trans? Why? J. Man, it's coming. J. Umpe. Okay. One coming, my friend. So when I took the mic, I came to stand in front of the coffin. So that nobody will come and collect the mic. It means I'm the one going to lead the song. The choir master who was playing the organ, he was looking at me. I was also looking at him. Because the mistake was that when they were rehearsing the choir, as a choir, they didn't choose one person that you are the one to lead the song. So it means anybody can lead. Me too, I'm the one holding the mic. And I'm holding the mic. You can't come and collect it. I can be cool. Yeah, I collected the mic. I said, everybody stand behind me. Then I turn, look at them. Look, my friends, they couldn't laugh. Because we are doing funeral. Yeah, we are saying, who's the answer? Hey, those, they are tenor, auto, soprano, monk, by confused all. But didn't you know, boom. when he finished, I saw that the people at the funeral, they were not clapping. I told my people that, clap, clap. We clap for ourselves. They went to sit down. When we were coming in the car, they started talking. You see, because the way I am, you can't talk my matter. We are here. We are my boo. So I saw people were doing kokonsa. Who called him? Who gave him the mic? Who gave him? They were talking undertone. But before this, I was the one leading the choir. Somebody, they didn't select me. They said my voice was not on the keyboard. I was not the one leading the song. That is going to be your story in Jesus' name. Yeah. They have rejected you. They will look for you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. Your mother think you are useless. They say your elder sister, she has gone to Lagos, so she's wiser than you. When something happens, they will begin to look for you. Say amen. Yeah. Next. That is number 7. A cursed person is somebody who is never chosen. Never chosen to be a black box cleaner. Never chosen to be a cardboard boy. Never chosen to be a school prefect. SP, due respect. You are never chosen. It means you are cursed. They are going to a sketch in the whole class. They say only you cannot go. It's a curse. Never chosen. All because you went to steal God's money. All because tight. Is a but I was off on the preaching on him saying yenye juma anya tight edi aba. Unye juma. But they will not choose you. Do you know what it means not to be chosen? You see, when you are growing small, you understand that, sisters, if they don't choose you, like this girl is your beloved. Do you understand? Then you are beloved. Don't see, then before you see, no, he has left you, then he has come to collect this one. That is what make people get broken. Money, once you are tight, all right, because you don't pay. So you are never chosen. There are some sisters in this church. Nobody have told them they love them before. Yeah. Nobody will choose you. They will never choose you for something important. But as you begin to pay tight in your offering, your story will change. Say amen. Next one. A cursed person is somebody who is unable to redirect his life in a positive direction. You cannot direct your life. Everything you do, it doesn't work. If you sell phones, it won't work. If you sell a blending cartier, it won't work. If you sell banku, it won't work. If you sell pure tie, it won't work. Look, there are people who can sell Awuza Coco and they'll build a house and buy a car. Only you, if you go and sell Awuza Coco, nobody will buy. Yeah. So you see your mother, she went to sell phones, it didn't work. She has come to sell watches, she has stopped. She has come to sell Sobolo, she has stopped. She's not doing... she's now selling credit. She has stopped. She's now selling pure water, yogurt. It's not working. Right now, she's going to work at Melcom. Everything you do, it will not work. Because you fail to honor God. Look, I know somebody. I was told of a woman who was selling a Browning Cartier. She has built story building. A Browning Cartier. And she has bought a car. This is somebody that... The hand of God is upon her. A Browning Cartier, 50 pesos. And she has bought a land, built a house, story building, and bought a car. A Browning Cartier. In Chiri. You are selling iron rod. You are selling curtains. You've not been able to buy bicycle wheelbarrow or wheelbarrow tie. Because your life, You are not able to redirect your life in a positive direction. What number are we going? Number 9. A cursed person is somebody who is bereft. Everybody say bereft. It's an English word. When you go to school, use it. When we say you are bereft or something, it means you lack something. Somebody who is bereft of critically important information. You are bereft. Everybody say bereft. When you go to school tomorrow, use it. So I said, you know bereft. You are bereft of hygiene. You lack hygiene. you lack information concerning Hajj. You are, in another word, the person will tell you, you are very dirty. Yeah. You are bereft. Yeah, it means you lack something. You are deficient. Next one. A cursed person is somebody who is constantly assigned to a bad option. Number 11. A cursed person is somebody who only encounters bad people. Because you don't pay your tithe, you always see armed robbers. In your house, you are the only one seeing a snake. If you pass a snake, you tell, hey, I saw snake here. They will go and sleep. They're not too happy. Only you, when you pass, you see snake. Where I stay, last week, I was there. Then my wife called me. She said that our next door neighbor said she has seen snake inside the wall. I said, we've been staying there more than 7 months. I've never seen snake before. She had just come. She has seen snake. You always encounter a rapist. Do you know rapist? Somebody who catch you, collect you, remove your pants and collect heat. It's a rapist. Oh, I'm not preaching well today. The way some people are looking at me is like, what does the man say? I'm saying that you are an armed robber in tithe and in offering. You're an armed robber. Yes, you are an armed robber. If you cannot take an envelope and put your tithe inside at the end of the month and bring it to God, I want to honor you. Yeah. Last one. A cursed person is somebody who is always last and ends as the loser, no matter how he starts. Hey, we are running from here to Kwashima. But they say, you know, go and start from Jalav. But the people who have started from Soto, they'll come and bypass you. Hey, what type of case is this? Ujina Jalav. And we are Soto, man. We are all running to Kwashima. But by the time you get to Christ's mission, we've passed by you. Ah! If it is not a case, then it's what? You always end last. It doesn't matter how you start. Even if they give you apple, you will still get zero. Tomorrow we are writing the exam, and the teacher has said that this is the marking scheme, not the question, the marking scheme. Go and do for all. Copy the marking scheme onto this paper, and I'll mark for you. Even when you copy the marking scheme onto the paper, you will get 3/100. Hey. Oh, Ghana girl. What is left of you? Only 2%. Oh, Ghana girl. All because, you see, all these things happen because you don't pay your tithe. And when they give you offering to come, you use some of the offering. Some of you put the money in your panties. You will get infections. One day. I was sitting in Trotro then. The mate said, yes. Yes. Yes means we should give the money out. Okay. And when we're going, I think it's one CD something. So I gave the mate 2 CDs. So the mate will give me 1 CD. Then there's a certain woman sitting by me. When they say yes, then the woman removed the money from her brazier. They was giving it to the mate. Then the mate said, "Bram Pacho GNY." And I said, "Mimi G. Mami Fofro. You have removed the money from your brazier." And mate is in Bram Pacho Usisanono. Mimi Sisanono. Ska yeti free. No for mono. I don't know, me, sister. This breast money you are giving to me. The woman, if you look at her breast, it's like fufu, big one. And the mate is saying that I should collect that money. So when some of you sisters, you are here, you have put the money at your central region. Say, baby, I want the pastor, Emma, on to me, Mbeji. Mimi to me, Mbeji. God is watching you. Because you don't give your tithe and your offering. Look at these 12 things you are experiencing. Persistent failure. You are always last. You are always receiving frustration. No matter how you start, you'll be last. Nobody will ever choose you. These are curses. And these are the things God is saying that you will experience. You are delivered. May the Lord show you mercy. Stand to your feet. May the Lord show you mercy.
I don't wanna go the same way I came. Touch me with your hands, Jesus. I don't wanna go.
Lift up your hands and sing it.
The same way I came. Touch me with your hands. Oh, Jesus. Me first and me come. Senya me maye.
Fausa kame.
Fausa kame.
Kamusa talabandi. Lift up your hands and sing it.
Me pese me ko. Me pese me ko. Yesu. The same way I came.
Touch me with
God is touching you. God is touching you. You are never going to live the same.
I don't wanna go the same way I came. Touch me with your hands,
Jesus.
All eyes closed. All eyes bowed. You are here. You are not born again. You are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I am not born again. What we are talking about, it's very strange to you. You don't even understand what we mean by a curse. You don't even understand what we are talking about tithe. You can't see the spirituality of your tithe and your offering. You are just canceling the preaching in your head. That this thing that the pastor is saying is not important. It's a sign that you are not born again and you are on your way to hell. But you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. If you are here like that, come to me. I'll pray with you. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. All eyes closed and all heads bowed. Come to me. Come to me. I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. I'll pray. Father, thank you so much for the life of your children. I pray that, Lord, may we never miss heaven. When you are coming for your people, please remember us. And Lord, give us a better understanding of who we are and what we represent here on earth. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Sit down. I want to take the offering then.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.